Diane Mitchbush is running for Congress in the 3rd District. A former college professor with a PhD in sociology, she has served as county commissioner and state representative. Should voters choose a veteran politician known for bipartisan compromise over a newcomer with a gun on her hip and no political experience? Here's part one of our interview. Talk about your views on the handling of the coronavirus pandemic by President Trump at the national level in contrast with your views on the response by Governor Polis at the state level, please.
I was disappointed with this administration's response to COVID. They seemed to not really believe that it was a pandemic, and they weren't well prepared. In contrast, when I was a county commissioner, we had the swine flu epidemic, and immediately the federal government, President Obama, the state government, and our local governments all worked together. We cooperated. We all had plans in place for a pandemic at the federal, state, and local level, and we carried them out. And that's one of the reasons that the swine flu did not become such a pandemic. I thought that Governor Polis' response was based on science in contrast to the administration's response, and that's critical. We need to base a lot more decisions on science, but especially those having to do with public health and the environment. Governor Polis looked very carefully at that balance between protecting public health and keeping our economy as open as possible. And I think he's done a good job with that balancing act, because it is a balancing act. And we need to be sure that we flatten that curve of new infections, and that we deal well with the medical supplies that we need. And one of the things that I want to do in Washington is provide incentives to manufacturers to manufacture medical supplies right here in the U.S., and particularly right here in the 3rd CD, because one of the things we learned, and Governor Polis really tried to deal with it, and he did a good job, is that our supply chain is broken for medical supplies, and that we have to rely too much on foreign manufacturers.
And if you were in Congress this year, would you have voted for the CARES Act? Why or why not?
Yes, I would have, because that kind of aid is very much needed. But I would have added a series of amendments. The first thing, and I think it's being looked at now, is more aid to state and local governments. Our local governments in particular are where the action is with regard to public health, at the county level especially. And so that is a very needed kind of relief. I would have also focused a lot more on simplifying the PPP program. I spoke to so many small business people this late spring and summer who had tried their best to fill out the myriad of forms and either didn't completely qualify but didn't know that until too late, or had so much difficulty filling them out that they couldn't get them in. And what we saw with that provision was that multinational corporations got most of the benefits, not small businesses. And so we really need to help small businesses and local governments. We also need to help people who are unemployed by this pandemic.
The FBI recently busted militia members who were allegedly plotting to kidnap and murder the Democratic governor of Michigan. Trump's Homeland Security Department just published a new report this month that states, quote, particular concern about white supremacist violent extremists. What is your message to white supremacists or anyone else who wants to use violence or intimidation to shape the election outcome or resist the results of the vote count?
These groups are acting in a criminal manner. If you read the materials around the Wolverines, the group that was plotting to kidnap the governor, you will see all manner of illegal behaviors. And the white supremacist groups, particularly the neo-Nazi militias like the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters, they should never have a part in our politics. And I would like to publicly ask my opponent to deny their support for her. They strongly support her. I've seen these neo-Nazi militias and other white supremacist groups as a major threat for a long time, and so has the FBI, and so have a number of other groups. And so I think it's important to bear in mind that these are, frankly, terrorist groups, and we absolutely can't support them. Now, we can't support violence on the left either, and certainly there are some groups that turned peaceful protests into violence and looting, and that's criminal behavior, too. This is a country based on law, and so abiding by the law is critical, and not using violence in that fashion, and not threatening people and not bullying people, that should be the way we do things. Bullies and those who threaten others are, in my opinion, working against everything that makes us a great country.